February 20th, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from Chicago, the suburbs of Chicago, recently designated as the most corrupt city in the nation. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month, and you can see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. Today, you may also see You can see a timeline that I've created for the new book that I'm going to be that is going to be coming out within the month. And I was going to have it in my book, but it grew so long, it was about 15 pages long. So I just put it up on the website. But anyway, you can see that in the front cover of the new book. You may see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. Don't forget that RBN is conducting a pledge drive in order to raise funds to expand their programming to a much wider audience. I hope that you will help in this effort, and you can do that in several ways. You can make a pledge, or you can subscribe to the archives, and to do that, just go to republicbroadcasting.org. You may also buy products on the RBN website, but we do need your support, and when you're placing your order, don't forget to order some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. Those are wonderful to pass out. I've given out a lot of them, and they're always handy, and they're wonderful to pass out to anybody that you happen to run into. Today, as you know, Mike Rivero is coming back. He will be coming on at 1 o'clock after this program, and hopefully we are going to not lose any of our listeners by being an hour earlier. So my guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements. He is also the author of Witness to History, which is now available on Kindle at Amazon. Now, you do not have to have a Kindle in order to read this book. You may download a free version of Kindle for your computer and then purchase the book and read it via Kindle right on your computer. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hello, Deanna, and how are you? And equally important, how are your listeners in Chicago? And what an accolade, hey? You know, most corrupt city in the United States. Are the others all angels?
Yes, isn't that wonderful that we got designated as that? Makes me happy that I just live in the suburbs, but I mean, it doesn't surprise me, and of course, our new mayor will probably make it even. Will add some characteristics to further make that stick.
We shall send some model missionaries over to you, Deanna. How does that sound?
I think it's beyond hope. Anyway, I'm glad that you're with me today. And we're going to be talking about something that happened a number of years ago in 1945. We're just a few days late in talking about this, but I'd like to talk about the bombing of Dresden. And this occurred in four raids between February 13th and February 15th of 1945. And it seems we don't hear enough about this at all, particularly Americans who would just like to kind of forget about any kind of participation they had in that. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Sling. Wings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we're going to be talking about the bombing. And it wasn't just Dresden that they bombed. I mean, it was basically 50% of Germany, correct?
Yep.
They made a really big mess over there, and we just really do not hear about that. We just hear about how terrible the Germans were and how Hitler was attempting to take over the world and impose a dictatorship. And so, you know, we have to have all of these other stories to justify what the Allies did. And the Allies did some terrible things.
Well, I think it was one of your senators, whose name escapes me, who pointed out, Deanna, that it is the victors who write the history books. So you really are getting one side of a story when they're talking about World War II, or for that matter, any other war. Now, to give you an idea, to bring it down to a level that we can all identify with, imagine going into a court in which the prosecuting counsel alone are allowed to make their case against the defendant standing in the witness box, and he is not allowed to defend himself in any shape or form form, not individually, or with a counsel of the defense. Now, imagine how unfair that would be, and yet this is the way history is taught today, is we are only told one side of the story. That is the side of the story that was written by the Pictou nations, and they are the ones who edit the blue pencil, and they make absolutely certain that people are denied the freedom to have the knowledge that they really should have. We're supposed to be living in a free world.
Well, that's an illusion. I mean, they've been hiding history, concealing history, particularly of warfare, basically since the Mexican-American War. Even that was provoked, and the Americans went in and provoked the Mexicans and just went into their territory and basically just provoked them to respond. And yet we never hear anything about that. We just hear about what the other side did and how evil they were. And of course we had to go in and impose democracy or whatever justification that we happen to be using at any given time.
I think you're absolutely right, Deanna. And another thing that sometimes escapes discussion on the issues of especially the Second World War is it's not a matter of which side you take, whether you're pro-American or pro-Axis, Germany or the United States. This is a side issue. We are all morally obliged to tell the truth, even when it is unpleasant. And the truth, really, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, really needs to be told about this period of history, because even now, because remember that some of us were alive during the war, it is important. Virtually everybody I speak to, and I speak throughout Europe, remember, even young people, they can all tell you stories relating to World War II. In other words, if I'm speaking to a Russian lady in Lithuania or Latvia, somebody in Germany, they have got first-hand experience of how they suffered either from the war directly or from the aftermath. And I am one of those people.
Right, because, yes, a lot of people suffered, and that suffering was at the hands of the Allies. And, Britain, the minute the war began, Britain put up their blockade. And, whenever you put up a blockade, or whenever you have war anyway, under any circumstances, you're always going to, have a shortage of food, you're going to have a shortage of money, a shortage of supplies. But when you have blockades, intentional blockades, it's going to be even worse. And you can also apply this to the blockade that is now going on against Iran, and of course the blockade that the United States put up against Iraq, and that was a very lengthy blockade.
Yep, and the previous blockade, well, blockades have always been there. We had sanctions against white-ruled Rhodesia, and look what a mess they've made of that. I can point out to any of a score or more countries throughout the world that have been interfered with either by Britain or the United States or the European Union, and I can't think of a single success story. Now, how damning is that, Deanna? You know, this really needs the truth pointing out at it. As I say, it's not necessary for anybody to be partisan on the subject. The only thing that we need to be partisan on is the truth, because unless we know the truth, then we can't identify with the future. And, you know, we're passing on the future to our children, and they deserve the truth. We're not living in a Soviet society. We don't want to live in a Soviet society. That's what we are becoming, I'm afraid.
Well, I kind of think we're very, very close to that. I really do. And you're right. The truth is what is important. It doesn't matter which side you're on. It's truth. We need to know the truth, and we need to be able to tell the truth and not be silenced by the press or any other media. And certainly that is going on now on the Internet, where you have, when if you happen to belong to a forum, or you happen to want to post something on a forum or somewhere else, if you tell the truth, if it's not the popular version of truth, then they will delete it, and you may even lose your YouTube account or some other account simply because you want to tell the truth, because you know, the powers that be have a lot of monitors on the internet. They have a lot of people monitoring radio programs. They have people monitoring forums. They have people monitoring YouTube. And if you say something or do something that they don't want to be known or they don't like, then they will take it off. And that's indicative of something very serious.
Yeah, and you know, it should be give your listeners, our listeners, something to think about, is that the Republic Broadcasting Network would never be allowed to operate in Britain, Germany, France, Spain, Italy. It would be taken off the air. And the privilege that I have of talking with you and with RBN listeners is that it's not a conversation that I could hold over the air in Europe. And believe me, if we don't stop it now, Deanna, then it you will suffer the same censorship in a very, very short period of time.
Right. And it's not just censorship. I mean, people that talk about things that you and I talk about could very easily be incarcerated for a lengthy period of time.
That's right. You know, it's the internet that is worrying them now, and of course we're using the internet now to hold a discussion on these vexed affairs. I don't know how they're going to close the internet down, but we now know, we no longer have to read between the lines, as they are extremely concerned, because people in Germany, well, throughout the Europe, and perhaps we'll hear from some of them at the end of the program, I hope that we do, is that they are able to listen to you thanks to the internet. And this is something that not so long ago we couldn't do. So, you know, thank goodness there is still some freedom of expression elsewhere in the world. And this is why your freedoms that you enjoy are as important to us in Europe as they are to you in the United States.
And that's true. That is very true. And I for one, am very appreciative of RBN and the opportunity that I have to have a program. Never thought 2 years ago that I would ever have such an opportunity. And I treasure it and appreciate it very much. It's a wonderful thing to have this freedom, even though we are losing freedoms. We are, you know, with the Patriot Act and all the other things that are happening, we think, oh my goodness, this is terrible, but it could be much worse, and we certainly want to do everything that we can to keep it from becoming like it is in Europe, in certain places in Europe.
Yes, I think it was your George Lincoln Rockwell said years ago, very true, that the human mind is like a computer, absolutely brilliant, but it can only respond to the information that is being fed into it. And if the information being fed into it, Deanna, is one-sided, then the wrong information is going to come out of that computer, isn't it?
Yes. And it's, you know, it's so deliberate, and we've mentioned this, but it is so deliberate. So deliberate, in fact, that they have collected records, and from all over Europe. After World War One, they went throughout Europe, collected all these. I mean, we're talking railroad cars full of records. And they did this in order to conceal any kind of evidence that might reveal exactly who was behind World War One. And then they put these records, a lot of them went into the Hoover Institute at Stanford University, and that is where they remain. And very deliberate, and then they created agencies and committees to rewrite history, to give us the official version of history, so that this would be the version that the schools would disseminate to students. And so it's so deliberate. It isn't that, you know, it's not just omission. It is a sin of commission. It is an act of commission where they deliberately have lied to us.
Yeah, the great writer and journalist, George Orwell, he's always you know, being crowned with the term prophet, that his book, 1984, was a vision of the future. And much as I adore him as a writer and a thinker and a warning shot across all of our bows, I do think that he was just perceptive enough to know at the time that this was already happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It took the rest of us quite a while for us to wake up, but in actual fact, in the 1930s, it was already there.
Oh, absolutely. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we're talking about the Allies' bombing of Germany. We're also talking about history and how fortunate we are that we are able to at least learn the accurate history of this country and of other places. And thanks to programs or to networks like RBN.
Hi, Deanna. You mentioned before Dresden. And sometimes I think that we ourselves, the truth seekers, are guilty with, you know, of a sort of denial, because terrible and that Dresden was, there were, in actual fact, there were 61 German cities. Now, we're not talking about the French ones, because some of those were reduced back to the Stone Age as well by the Allied bombing commands. But Dresden was only one of a great many German cities. And wherever one went in Germany in 1945, 1946, where there was once a city, there was just rubble. There were just a few broken walls standing. I pointed out, I think we were in Stuttgart, but it really doesn't matter. It could have even been Karlsruhe. But I was there with my son, who was a student at the time, Diana, and I could see from the vantage point that we were standing on, the entire city stretched out in front of us. And I said to him, Craig, that didn't exist in 1945. You know, none of those buildings were here. You know, if you were to go back to 1945, there is nothing in Germany at all that is original. Yes, they have built many of the towns and the cities, rebuilt them as they were, as close as they can. But those cities and towns and some of them villages, as you and I see them when we're touring through Germany, they did not exist in 1945. They were just a rubble, a moonscape as far as the eye could see. It was an unimaginable horror that was visited upon Europe, and never has our continent experienced such devastation for the thousands of years since Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun.
Wow. And it was, you know, they started planning for this. In fact, the British Royal Air Force and the Imperial Chemical Industries developed the flame jet bombs in 1936 and began to test them. And then, by October of 1936, the British government ordered 4.5 million of them. Why?
Yeah, I can believe it, but of course we now know, and sadly, these are not mainstream publications, but they're still there if you've got the diligence to look for them, is that Winston Churchill was right the way from a young man in favour of indiscriminately bombing. He did it. He was very enthusiastic about it. And in Persia, what was now, of course, Iran and Iraq, and he gloried in this wonderful opportunity to actually drop gas canisters on the tribes people down there. So, you know, again, this is something that has got to be put across, because every time things are changing now, you know, it's not all bad news, it's not all negative news, you know, it's wonderful the way things are going, with the truth coming out thanks to the internet. But, you know, people say, well, Hitler started it. Hitler did not start the bombing of civilians. You know, he stuck to the international rule book. And even the high command, the RAF high command, conceded afterwards that Adolf Hitler was right, that he finally ran out of patience many, many months after the British, the RAF bomber command, had started deliberately targeting German civilian populations to draw the heat away from the Soviet Union.
Right, right. And it's amazing to me that any human being could even conceive of dropping some, you know, gasoline and synthetic resins and oil and liquid asphalt and phosphorus and all these horrible things on other human beings. It is inconceivable to me.
Yeah, imagine this, Diana, actually targeting civilian populations. And I'm quoting now, you know, people may say, well, this is an opinion. Yes, it's an opinion of an international jurist, F.J.P. Vail, in his book, Advanced Barbarism. The third and last phase of the British air offensive against Germany began in March 1942 with the adoption of the, watch the name, Lindemann Plan by the British War Cabinet, and continued with undiminished ferocity until the end of the war in May 1945. Now, a couple of moments. The bombing during this period was not, as the Germans complained, indiscriminate. On the contrary, it was actually concentrated on working-class houses because, as Professor Lindemann maintained, there would be a higher percentage of bloodshed per ton of explosives dropped that could be expected from bombing houses that were built close together rather than bombing high-class houses that were surrounded by gardens. Now, if that is not evil incarnate, then I don't know what is.
Exactly. And they did start early, and they did plan it. All righty, we will be right back after a word from our sponsor, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think, but to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula, tested, tried, and true, and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and I was just during the break, I was looking at some notes about what the Allies did in Hamburg, and that was just terrible. And basically what the British did was to coordinate attacks with the United States Army Air Force, and so that they would be able to coordinate what they were doing. And one of them would drop bombs at night, and the other one would drop bombs during the day, so that they dropped almost 8,000 tons of regular and incendiary bombs And that was just in one night, the night of July 27th, 1943. And this particular evening on Hamburg, the fires created a huge fiery current with air temperatures of 1,800 degrees and 155 mile per hour winds that burned everything in its path, cars, asphalt pavement, trees, everything fueled the fire, including people. And this firestorm incinerated 50,000 people.
Yeah, spot on. Hamburg, we were talking before about Dresden, but I do like to emphasize that Dresden was just one of those unfortunate cities that were targeted, and much earlier, Hamburg was totally destroyed. There was absolutely nothing that was left standing, and never mind the refugees, and God forbid those who were so badly injured. But there were actually 70,000, who actually died in the most appalling circumstances. And I'm glad that you do hone in on the point, you know, because people think, you know, it's a bit clinical, you know, a bomb is dropped and a person dies. And, you know, I wish it was like that, as if it was as clinical as that. But as you say, Hamburg, taking Hamburg as an example, the fire, any fire, even the fire in your kitchen grate, it sucks in air. If you deprive it of air, then the fire goes out. We all know that. But the fires in Hamburg were sucking in air from the surrounding region. Thus, the winds were reaching 150 miles an hour. Hurricanes, very, very rarely reach those kind of figures. Trees that were 3 feet in diameter. Now you think, when you go out into your lanes and your highways and your byways of the United States, trees 3 feet in diameter on the outskirts of the city were plucked, sucked from the ground by the supernatural forces of these winds. And these trees were hurled miles into the city inferno. So they were just being blown like scraps of paper around a bonfire and being sucked into the inferno. And there were people under that. Could you imagine?
Yes. Yes. And they did this on purpose. In other words, they created this. They discovered it, and then they thought, well, how do we do this again? How do we create this firestorm? And they did it as often as they could. And just the situation in Hamburg. And, you know, you can always kind of judge how people are by the way that they treat animals. And the Allies deliberately bombed Hamburg's Hagenbeck Zoo. And to do that to animals who are caged is, oh, it's beyond belief that anybody would do that.
Deanna, it was nothing short of satanic. The way in which they carried it out. We talk about firebombing. The actual, I think the description that really is best applied is setting fire to cities. You know, we know how to set fire to a house. We know how to set fire to this, that, or the other. But this was the first time in history that they had developed the technology to actually set cities on fire. That is what they aimed to do. And the volcanic flames from these cities on fire in Germany and some of them in France, these flames, the actual flames, went 5,000 feet into the air. Now, that is four times the height of the Empire State Building. Could you imagine? Flames reaching that high? The gases that were rising from these flames were causing a meteorological reaction as high as the stratosphere. And this is the hell that they were unleashing on the earth to people who were their own likeness. It would be unforgivable to do it to anybody. But these were children, people who, if they were on the road, they couldn't be separated from the ordinary Americans. How on earth, what kind of people can do this to any human being? It just defies common belief.
Yes, yes. And it was more than just Hamburg and Dresden. They bombed any city that had over 50,000 residents. And then after they bombed all the cities that had that number, that population, then they went to smaller cities, smaller towns. And they destroyed between 50 to 80% of all German cities with a population over 50,000.
Yep, when they ran out of targets, they just carried on with the smaller targets. And again, you know, it's easy for people to say, well, you know, that's the other side of the story. It is not the other side of the story. You know, you have this quotation from The Ruins of the Reich by Douglas Botting of George Allen and Unwin, a very, very credible publishers in London. Countless smaller towns and villages had been razed to the ground or turned into ghost towns like Vienna Neustadt in Austria, which emerged from the air raids and the street fighting, listen to this, with only 18 houses intact. And again, its population was reduced from 45,000 to just 860. Now, around Chicago, North America, right throughout the United States, you will be familiar with towns of a population of about 45,000. Imagine them so devastated that only 860 people have survived it. How does the mind cope with that kind of devastation? It will go down in history as the greatest crime in history, and we really must learn from it and never do it again. And yet, ironically, here we are again, 75 years later, going to do the same to Iran. You know, these people have got to be stopped in their tracks by people power, Diana.
Exactly. And this is just genocide. This is not warfare. Warfare used to be people would get on the battlefield. Civilians weren't involved. Homes were not involved, schools were not involved, hospitals were not involved. It was just soldiers. But now, since the American Civil War, which was very uncivil, but since that war, people have used total warfare, which means anything that moves or breathes is an enemy.
As this well is a very as, important yes. point that you make, Deanna, if I may interrupt there, is... until the Allied bombing campaign of the Second World War, not the German one, the Allied one, is this was contrary to international law. Now, as I understand it, international law hasn't changed. So the actual bombing of civilians as a target is contrary to international law. So where are these jurists who should be saying, hang on, what you're doing in Libya, in Iraq, in Syria, Iran, it is grossly illegal. And these people who are, somebody must be giving the orders, Diana, these people should be brought to account. They are breaking the law. They are not above the law. And the international law says that this is absolutely contrary, the targeting of civilians. It was then, it was now, and it is morally repugnant to bomb civilians anywhere, whether it's Afghanistan or Germany in 1945 or, of course, the United States. How can they complain about, you know, what happened in New York when they are doing exactly the same all around the world?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, most of us recognize that the Muslims had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with 9/11, and that that was just a false flag, and it was used in order for the United States to go to Iraq and to Afghanistan and drop bombs for totally political and profit reasons. And now you brought up something else. You talked about the buildings, that all of these buildings that people now see in Germany were not there in 1945. And when you think of all of the old beautiful, beautiful buildings that existed before the bombing, the churches and the schools and all of the beautiful buildings. It's just a shame. It is just such destruction. Who in heaven's name would want to destroy something of beauty?
Well, there's nothing more beautiful than children, Diana, and your own expert, one of the world's greatest experts, is Martin Caden, and as he says of the children these dreadful nights, what can be said? Their fright became horror and then panic when their tiny minds became capable of grasping the fact that their parents could no longer help them in their distress. They lost their reason, and an overwhelming terror took over. Their world had become a shrieking center of an erupting volcano from which there could be no physical escape. Nothing that hell offered could be feared more than what was happening in these cities. By the hand of man, they became creatures, human in form, but not in mind. Their strangled noises hissed from them as they staggered pitifully through the streets in which tar and asphalt was running like streams. Some of these tiny creatures ran several hundred feet, others managed only 20, maybe 10 feet. Their shoes caught fire and then their feet. The lower part of the legs became flickering sticks of flames. Here were Joan of Arcs, thousands of them, and all had perished unjustly. On the fires of the Middle Ages were as nothing when compared with what was happening those nights in Germany. The sounds of many were unintelligible, and undoubtedly many more called from their parents from whom they were parted by death or by accident. They grasped their tortured limbs, their tiny burning legs, until they were no longer able to stand or run. And then they would crash to the ground where they would writhe in the bubbling tar until death released them from their physical misery. So thank you very much for the, Bomber Command and anybody else who's in there. You know, this is what they visited upon the earth.
Indeed.
The other thing which I think is very important, Diana, is they use phosphorus. And again, this was illegal. And the effects of phosphorus, well, I don't know how you make your matches in the United States, you know, but if that sticks to your fingers, there is no getting rid of it. And they were actually dropping phosphorus bombs, which have got no purpose other than to inflict terror upon those below. It doesn't have any significant, any military reason for it at all. It is only to inflict terror.
Well, that's interesting because the Israeli state used phosphorus on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, and the United States used phosphorus in Fallujah, and I have seen pictures of some of the bodies as a result of having phosphorus dropped upon them, and It is a dreadful, dreadful sight. And you have described some of the sights, some of the children. And in the city of Dresden, out of 139 schools, they destroyed 69 of them and seriously damaged 38. So basically, I mean, who would target a school for Pete's sake, knowing that children might be attempting to survive or to have shelter in a school?
Well, again, there was the demonic, satanic expression of this when Lindemann said that we'll keep the Germans so busy burying their dead that they won't be able to man the armament factories. So, you know, so what about that? And the use of phosphorus, again, imagine the spluttering chemicals. They are splattered all over people. They're burning. And so people, you know, there were many canals. It was a bit like Venice was Hamburg. People, when they have this burning element on their skin, they dash into the water. And, of course, the burning phosphorus goes out as soon as it is submerged. But as soon as they come out of the water, it bursts into flames again. So there was no salvation for them at all. And if the phosphorus had cascaded over their heads, then they had a choice. They either drowned by keeping their heads underwater, because if they brought their heads out of the water, the flames just burst into flames again and burnt them to death. How, again, can anybody do this to anything, any living creature whatsoever? I couldn't do it to a cornfield.
And most ordinary people certainly feel the same way. So this, you know, we hear about what Hitler was supposed to have done. And he did bomb London, but not until the Allies had bombed Berlin 8 times. Correct?
Yep, that's absolutely right. And again, there is a terrific distortion here about, you know, the extent of the bombing. And there is absolutely no comparison. Is when we're talking about, you know, they say, well, you know, there was Hamburg, you know, look at what we did to Dresden. And then people say, well, you know, they did the same to us, so it was like for like. But it's, Diana, it is not like for like whatsoever. It was totally different. On Germany, there were more bombs dropped on Germany, on Berlin alone, than were dropped on the entire United Kingdom through the course of the war. So there is absolutely no comparison between the two.
Exactly. And Britain began aerial warfare against Germany on September 4th, 1936, with 19 bombers, and they targeted German naval installations on the North Sea, on the coast there. And, I mean, that was just after, 4 days after the war started, on September 1st.
Yeah, and again, we were talking about like for like, and again, I do need to tell people, we'll tell them in the moment after the thing, but there is absolutely no comparison between Coventry and Hamburg.
Absolutely. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. He is the author of Witness to History, which is now available on Kindle at Amazon. And remember that you can download Kindle for your computer. You don't have to have the actual Kindle. So we were talking about the bombing, and you know, it's very interesting that the United States did not enter the war until Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. Yet by March of 1941, Roosevelt and Churchill were kind of planning about how they would combine their aerial warfare against Germany. And so you know, you absolutely know that they knew that there was going to be a provoked attack on Pearl Harbor and that they were planning on going into the war. In June 1941, Roosevelt reorganized the U.S. military forces with the creation of the Army Air Forces. In July 1941, the U.S. Army Air Forces Air War Plans Division, which was a separate task force, developed a wide-ranging six-month plan. Okay, so, you know, this was for Germany, and yet we hadn't, the United States had not even entered the war yet.
Yeah, I think this is a very important point, and again, it doesn't bring the partisan issue into it as to which side you support, but anybody who has a full understanding of World War II, the events that led up to it and the embargoes and all the rest of it, only by doing this will they see a clear reflection of everything that has happened since, because all this demonizing of Adolf Hitler from 1933 and completely distorting the truth about the reality of Germany and how wonderfully well Germany was doing. They're doing exactly the same about Iran. They're talking about it being a nation of towelheads and this sort of thing. And people in their ignorance blissfully think that it is just another Afghanistan. Iran is a very, very modern nation, and some of its great cities would put many of the American and British cities to shame. They are so far advanced, and people have a very, very high standard of education with hospitals and an entire infrastructure, which we can, in some respects, only envy, because the profits from the oil are going straight back. They're not going into the banks. And people have got to understand that, you know, they're real people, and if they understand the World War II, then they will understand what is happening today that much better. And this is why World War II is important today. My own sons say, Dad, come on, it's history, it's a long time ago. And I say, well, only by understanding what happened yesterday will you be able to understand what is happening today and do something about it, because the Second World War, you're going to get the same again if you keep on letting them get away with it.
Exactly. History is prologue, and we can understand what is going on now by studying history. All righty, we do have to take our 1 minute top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned.